Hi, my name is Riz. I am a drummer and I've been playing drums since 2010. Welcome to Drummer Queen Podcast. We'll be chatting to some awesome female drummers about all things drums. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm Riz and you're listening to the Drummer Queen Podcast. Okay, let's get started, shall we? Hello everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Drummer Queen Podcast. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about what it's like being a studio drummer. And I'm going to talk about it based on my own experience. And I'm so excited about it. Actually, when I recorded this episode, it's actually 10:17 p.m. So it's pretty late at night. It's quite late at night. The only reason why I'm doing this at 10 p.m., almost 10:30 p.m., is because I just came up with an idea in my head about this topic, what it's like being a studio drummer, and it just, I don't want to lose my train of thought, and I hate it when I lose my train of thought, so I figure that I'm not really tired right now, and I'm trying to be productive, and yeah, let's just make a podcast. Forget about it. Forget about sleep, and it's Friday anyway. It's weekend. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I ain't got nothing to do tomorrow, so let's just make a podcast. Okay, let's go back to the topic about what it's like being a studio drummer. For your information, that I'm not particularly a studio drummer. I can't call myself as a studio drummer. Well, maybe I am a studio drummer, but I'm not a professional studio drummer. So let's just say I'm quite an amateur or a newbie, perhaps, when it comes to being a studio drummer. But yeah, I just want to talk about my experience being a studio drummer. Because honestly, I personally prefer to perform live in front of lots of people. That when you make a tiny bit of mistake, or maybe you're a bit of tempo, like dragging or rushing, it's still quite tolerable on stage. Although, probably you will get the look from your bandmates, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I personally prefer to perform live in front of lots of people. But for example, when I recorded my drum covers, I need to go to a studio and be a studio drummer all of a sudden. But yeah, in this episode, I'd like to share my experience on being a studio drummer for a couple of times, not professionally, just being a studio drummer to record some drum covers. And yeah, playing drums in studio is a whole lot of different vibe than playing live, because I think that it's more intimidating. I don't know about you. If you've been in studio, if you've been recording drums in studio, I don't know what you feel about it. I don't know what you think about it. But in my opinion, I personally think that it's more intimidating than performing live, because in studio, you need to play everything perfectly well. And everything just needs to be perfect. You need to be very well prepared. But I'm not saying that when you perform live, you don't need to be well prepared. I'm not saying that. But what I'm trying to say is that when you play in studio, you need to keep the tempo perfectly well, and you need to hit the drums precisely so it produces the perfect sound. And if you make a bit of mistake, you need to start it all over again from the top. Meanwhile, if you're playing live, you make a mistake, a tiny bit of mistake, it's fine. It's still tolerable, and you don't have to play all over again from the top. Although, like I said previously, you will get the look from your bandmates. But it's still quite tolerable if you play live and you make a mistake. And being a studio drummer, it's not easy for me. Because once I recorded drums and video separately for a drum cover, it's hard to synchronize the stuff that I played the stuff that I've played before during the drums only recording session with the stuff that I play during the video recording session. So synchronization is important even if you record both the audio and the video together at the same time. I only had about 2 days of preparation. I've prepared myself to play one song that I know by heart, one song that I know very well. But then, 2 days before the recording session, my drum teachers told me, try to play something different. Try to play using a drumless track. Because if you keep doing drum covers, like making drum covers from someone else's songs, it's not gonna develop your skill, or it's not gonna improve or develop your improvisation, your improvisation skill, or your creativity. And I was like, okay, sure, yeah, I would do that. I accept your challenge. I will try to listen to some of the drumless tracks that I like, or some of the drumless track that I feel like I want to do this. So I changed the song 2 days before the recording session. So I wasn't very well prepared, and it was a very, very short preparation before the recording session. For one, I'm not gonna blame my drum teacher for making last minute changes before the recording. And also, I'm not gonna blame myself for having a very, very short preparation, because it was beyond my control. It was out of my control. And I was just thinking that I want to try something new as well. And it was okay. It was fine. Although I can't say that it went pretty well, but it's okay. It was okay. But yeah, during the recording session, the audio and the video, it wasn't synchronized at all, because I didn't remember all the parts one by one precisely. I didn't remember the exact parts. So in every take of the recording, it keeps changing the whole time. Let me give you a little bit of picture on what I meant about it. Let's say that on the intro, I should have played triplet. Let's just say that. In the intro, I should have played triplet. But then in the next take, on the second take, I play quarter note. And on another take, on a third take, I play 16th note. When initially I was supposed to play it in triplets. So that's what I did. Like in every take, it keeps changing the whole time. But it wasn't on the intro, but it was in the middle of the part, in the middle of the songs. So I couldn't do anything about that. Like, if I did a mistake in the middle of the song, I needed to do it all over again from the top. Although the intro or the outro or any other parts of the songs are just perfectly fine. But this middle part, I need to keep doing it again, again, and again, and still keep playing it from the top. So it's really challenging, because for one, I'm still having this mindset that recording drums or playing drums in a studio is really, really challenging and very, very intimidating. And because I know that I need to play so well, I need to play all the parts so perfect, it makes me thinking that I'm afraid to make a mistake. And because of that, it's sort of influencing my mind to keep thinking, what if I make a mistake? What if I did this wrong? Like, I keep being so afraid of making a mistake during the recording session, which that really influenced my mindset. And it happens. I kept making mistakes, and it was all because of my mindset. So I think it's really important to have a good mindset, thinking that, yes, I can do this, I can nail this, or whatever. Just keep thinking about all the good stuff or all the positive stuff that you can think of, because it really, really influences your mind. If you want to know, your mind is really, really powerful than you think. It's so much more powerful than you think. So yeah, set your mindset in a good place, because if you don't, it's really gonna ruin the way you play. It's gonna ruin your plan, everything. It's gonna ruin pretty much everything that you do during recording session. So have a good mindset. That's one thing. Yeah. So that's about synchronization. Once again, synchronization is important even if you record both the audio and video together at the same time. I've got some tips before recording drums in studio. So the first thing that I learned the hard way, that before you record drums in studio, you need to practice and master the drum parts that you're gonna play. Because like I said previously, that it's very, very important to play the parts perfectly well during the recording session. And every hour, every minute that you spend in the recording studio, it means that you're wasting every dollars in your pocket. So save your time, save your money. Therefore, in order to do that, you need to practice and master the drum parts that you're gonna play beforehand. Because if you keep making mistakes over and over again, you need to keep taking the drum parts all over again, doing the recording all over again from the top, only just for one song, it's gonna be your loss. It's okay for the person who operates the studio. It's okay for the person who owns the studio for you to spend hours in their studio, because it's gonna be a whole lot of benefit for them. They will keep getting money from you for every minutes, every hours that you spend in their studio. But that's the case only if you're recording in someone else's studio, or you're like renting a drum studio, a recording studio. You don't own your own studio. That doesn't apply to all of you who have your own recording studio, all right? So I think it's still the first thing is that practice and master the drum parts that you're gonna play beforehand, all right? Regardless whether you're recording in your own studio or you're renting a recording studio, okay? So practice and master the drum parts. All right, the second thing is that always practice with metronome or a click track. Because like I said previously, that when you record drums, you need to keep the tempo perfectly well. There is no such thing as dragging or rushing, because in the studio, you will play with metronome. You will play using a click track. It's very important, because every single thing that you do on the drums, it will be recorded, and every tiny bit of mistake will be recorded, and it's just very different. This is why I'm saying that studio drumming is a whole lot more intimidating than live performance, because you need to be so perfect when you're doing it. So get yourself used to of playing drums with metronome or click track. But if you've already done that, well, then that's good. That's good for you, because that's what every drummer should do. But sometimes there are also a lot of drummers out there who don't usually practice using metronome or click track, just like myself. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be someone who pretends as if I'm perfect or whatever. I'm not, because I'm just saying that I myself, I don't usually practice using metronome or a click track. This is not a good example, but I'm just trying to be frankly honest that Sometimes it's quite boring to practice with metronome or a click track, or sometimes it's a little annoying to me, but it is our job as a drummer to keep the right tempo, to keep the tempo steady. So you need to get yourself used to of playing with metronome or a click track. And I'm also trying to get myself used to with playing with metronome. So it's a good thing. You've got nothing to lose. Playing with metronome or click track, it won't cost you anything. Instead, it will help you. It will help you to improve your drumming. It will help you to keep the tempo steady. And it will help you to get yourself used to of playing with metronome. And then another tips that I have is that if you're not recording in your own studio and not using your own drums, come to the studio at least an hour early to adapt yourself with the drum kit in the studio and to do a bit of tuning. Because just like myself, again, I don't have my own drums. I do have drum set in my house, but it's an electronic drum set and I can't really record using my drum kit. Maybe I can, but maybe I don't know how to do it. And maybe I just don't really have the right interface for it. So I decided to go to a drum studio to record drums. And of course, the drum is not mine and I'm not used to with the drum, so I need some time to adapt myself with the drum kit in the studio. And sometimes I also need to do a bit of retuning for the drums because we have our own taste when it comes to drum tunes. So it's quite necessary. It's very necessary actually to come to the drum studio at least an hour early to adapt yourself with the drum kit that the studio has and to tune the drums in accordance with your taste, with what you like, with what you want the drums to sound like. So yeah, come at least an hour early. And also, the fourth tip that I have is that try to make some notes or draw some charts for the drum parts that you're gonna play so you won't keep changing on each take. And it can also help if your mind goes blank in the middle of the song and completely forget the drum parts that you're supposed to be playing. So yeah, make some notes or draw some charts. That will be really helpful. Although I've never done that before, but usually when I practice or before I start the recording session, I try to open up my notes again and or see my charts all over again before the recording session, just trying to remember everything, all the drum parts. And sometimes I put the drum notes, I put the notes or the charts that I made just on the floor, below the drums, somewhere around the floor tom, or somewhere around the hi-hat. So when I forget something in the middle of the recording session, in the middle of the song, I can just try to cheat and just look down and see what's going on, what am I supposed to play in this part, something like that. Or maybe during the practice, you realize that, oh, I keep forgetting this part. So you can just try to make a little note or draw something, draw a chart, particularly for the part that you keep forgetting about. So it's good. It can be very helpful. All right, so last but not least, and this one is actually related to the first tip that I gave you, is that being well prepared is the key to be a successful studio drummer. But not only being a studio drummer, but also as a live performing drummer, you also need to be very well prepared. It's very important to be very well prepared in any occasion. Whether you're doing it live, whether you're doing it in a studio, you need to be very well prepared. So let me just try to change this sentence into Being well prepared is the key to be a successful drummer. All right? Not only a studio drummer, but it's the key to be a successful drummer. So, yeah. I think that's all for today's episode. I really do hope that my experience and some tips that I gave you, they're useful for you. And yeah, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Also, follow me on all of my social media. Let's keep in touch. If you've got any advice, you've got some tips or critics for my podcast, just feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram. I'm mostly using Instagram, so just try to reach out to me through my Instagram DM. Yeah, I will put all the links in the description below. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'll see you again in the next episode.